cold wintry night, and the stormy wind howls mournfully as it finds the shutters beneath the walls of the house. And out in the open we find a beautiful and virtuous heroine, Melbot, dating with Rufus Rudolph. Village villain.
You, sir, are a cat! No one but you could be so despicable as to take advantage of mother's absence and your professor to shame on you.
But I love you, gal. I aim to marry you. So that she knows. But I have a wife and 16 kitties. Oh, yeah.
No, no, 1,000 times no. Rather would I die than marry you.
So you return me, Ellen. Beware, you forget the mark you got hold on your family homestead.
But I do not love you, Rudolph. I could never learn to love you. Or even to like you. Never, never, never!
You learned to like Finnish, didn't you? Come, my love, a little kiss for Rudy.
No, my love belongs to another. It's strong part of my true love. Be gone and never darken my door again.
Curses on Dick Strongheart, the young of dark.
And don't kick that cat.
I will kick the cat, just for spite. There. Ye gods, what a cat. You'll be mine, all mine, you hear? Or you'll die a horrible death. Down at the sawmill.
No, not that. Oh, please, kind sir. Please do not harm me. There, my maiden. Oh, I'm really safe.
As Rudolph the Black Hearted Scoundrel greedily grasped the lovely form of our innocent heroine, the wicked laugh echoes through the room. Ha 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 ha! More fun! Furtively, he looks in all directions to make certain that no one sees his death in the view. Then he throws the unconscious maiden across his shoulder and charges from the storm. No one is there to protect Arnell, but heaven will protect his poor working girl. What's this? Even now, help is on its way. Marbot, who came home just in time to grasp the horror of the situation, has gone for help to our noble hero, sponge-hearted, thick, strong-hearted.